My mother lives in Beit Shemesh, and I'm from Netivot. And I'm sure I heard that I came in, he used to sleep in Babas, two buses, three buses. He went out of his way, offered by himself, to bring me here, and for many years, for Hashem. He's been thinking of me, and I'm happy to have a chance to maybe contribute something, to give back a little bit for all that he's been giving me. There's a question that's asked, a well-known question. At the moment, we're in the middle of Elul. Elul is a time of tshuva. Ani lo dodi, lo dodi li. After Elul, we get even more. Get into Shemaya to do tshuva. Aseres Yomei tshuva. The whole period is a period of tshuva coming back, returning. In the middle of all of this is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah are the first 2 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What is Tshuva? If you open the Rambam, Hichos Tshuva. Tshuva is the Ben Yonah. Tshuva means Azivas. There's certain conditions of Tshuva. Azivas Achet. You stop doing your Chet. Charota. You regret what you did. Kabbalah Lahaba. You've taken yourself that from now on you're going to behave differently. Vidui. Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention chataim. There's no vidui asur to be. It's forbidden to be. To do a vidui to confess your chataim on Rosh Hashanah. How does Rosh Hashanah fit into Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Why is Rosh Hashanah called the day of tshuva? Where do we see tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? This is the question that's asked. I saw Rav Avi brought that we have to rethink what we mean by tshuva. Rav Avi brings the Gemara in the Beit Zohar Daf Yud Tet. The Gemara says, brings a posuk, Ashrei ish yoreis Hashem. Happy is a person who fears Hashem. The Gemara says, Ashrei ish v'lo Ashrei isha. The posuk is emphasizes an ish. What's it come to? Who does it come to leave out? Ish lo isha, isha doesn't have to be a yirei shamayim. Amar bi Amram, Amar Rav, Ashrei mi she'oseh tshuva k'shu ish. Ashrei is a person that does tshuva when he's an ish. What does that mean? Says Rashi, k'shu ish, k'shu bachu. Ashrei ish, a person that does tshuva when he's still got his full strength. B'koicha, yesh lo all his koicha saguf, all his body is still strong. And still he does tshuva. Ashrei ish bachu, v'lo zaken. Ashrei ish bachu, shebekoichai. And he does tshuva. Rashi says, Koloma, memeher lakir beirai, kodin yamei azikna. Memeher lakir beirai. He doesn't waste time. He immediately, In the beginning of his life, is makir es beira. He knows who created him. This is the Ashrei Ish. Adam she makir es beira. The question is, Rashi the Chora is not explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says Ashrei Ish bachur she'oseh tshuva, and Rashi doesn't mention tshuva bichlal. He says rak Ashrei Ish shemamaher makir es beira. That when he's still young, he knows his creator. What's this got to do with tshuva? So Rav Avi, we see here that there's another kind of tshuva. The basis of tshuva is lakir es beira. The basis of tshuva is to understand what kind of world we're living in. That we have a beira, we have a father in heaven, that he created us, and he looks after us. Tashgocha pratis, kol echad v'echad. That's the beginning of tshuva. After that, if a person is makir's beira and he understands danachet, then he starts with the conditions. How do we repair the damage that we do with our avairas? But we can't start tshuva unless we know makir's beira. This is the beginning of tshuva, and this is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day when we makir's beira, makir the beira, and And this is the beginning of tshuva. This is the start of tshuva. This is the start of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Only after we've been to Rosh Hashanah can we start approaching the tshuva of Yom Kippur. The Rambam mentions the same thing in Hilchos Tshuva Paragimel. The Rambam says, "Af api shetkias shayfa b'Rosh Hashanah zeiras hakasu." Be'etzim, we don't know the reasons why. Kol Shabbos just said, told us on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow the shofar, even if we don't understand the reasons. Zeiras hakasu. Remez yeshbo. Even so, we can understand not the reason for the mitzvah. We can understand something of the message we are supposed to get from the shofar. Remez yeshbo. Kloma. That is to say, Uru Uru Yesheni Mishanaschem. Wake up. You've been sleeping the whole year. Now wake up. You've got an alarm clock to wake us up. Uru Uru Shani Mishanaschem. The kitsuni domi mitate maschem. Yes, and Hashem, there are people that they're sleeping and deep sleep. There are people that are near Dami. They're sleeping less deeply, but they're also sleeping. The kitsuni domi mitate maschem. The chipsu maasechem the chazu b'tshuva. Examine your deeds and tachzor b'tshuva. Return to the way you should be. V'zichru boir achem. Remember your Creator. Chizu b'tshuva. What is it? Says the Rambam. Zichru boir achem. Like the Rashi. Chizu b'tshuva. The Shavuot tells us, doesn't tell us what avails we did, what we're supposed to do. The third Shabbat tells us one thing, there's a shame in the world. Zichru Barachim. Who has to remember the Barach, says the Rambam? Eilu asher hochim esa emes behav le'azman. Those that forget the truth because of the foolishness of the time. All through the year, says the Rambam, every one of us forgets who we are. We've got things that we have to do. We have to run our businesses. We have to run our families. And these things, we forget why we're doing it all. We're involved in things, temporary things, in things which are related to Zman, to the time. To the time of today, tomorrow, yesterday. We forget the MS. We forget the truth. What's the truth? Zichru Barachem, that we've actually got a different tafkid in this world. We came to this world in order to do what the Bore wants, in order to give Hashem Nachas Ruach, in order to get to Olam Haba. Zichru Barachem, Rosh Hashanah is a time to remember. What does it mean to remember? If you ask a person in the middle of the year, does Hashem exist? He'll certainly say yes. Remind him by my meaning. But that's not called Lizkor. Lizkor, what's called Lizkor? It says the Gemara in Makkos. I forgot to read Makkos. The Gemara says in Makkos that, the end of Makkos, the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Taryag mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvahs. And the Achrayim, the people that came afterwards, the Nevi'im, reduced these mitzvahs to 10, to 11, to 3, eventually to 1. Bach Habakkuk, the Midam Anachat. Bach Habakkuk, and told us, Habakkuk told us that all the Torah we can summarize in one mitzvah. What's this mitzvah? Tzadik be'emunosoy yichye. A tzadik will live in his emunah. What does it mean, tzadik be'emunosoy yichye? I heard from Volbe. The pshat is he has to live his emuna. Everyone's got emuna. A tzaddik lives his emuna. Ben Masa Yichya, he lives in his emuna. That's the tzaddik. That's the klal, says Habakkuk of Kol HaTorah Kulo. What's it mean? Now we don't have Tariq mitzvahs, only one mitzvah. And the pshat is through living our faith, through living our emuna, we can come to do all the Tariq mitzvahs. We no longer have the strength to worry about 613 different things. We're not such big people. We don't have such a big head, such an intellect. So we have to be taught like a little child something simple that can go into our head, and this will bring us the basis of the whole Torah. What's the basis of the whole Torah? Tzadik Be'Menasoi Yichye. This is the base of the whole Torah, and through the Yobi forget. Comes Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar tells us, says the Rambam, Zichru Barachem. Remember your Bera, remember who you are, remember where you are, and what kind of world you're living. And this is the basis of Tshuva, this is the basis, Be'etzem, of our whole Torah Kula. Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim, tells us the mitzvahs which apply to us on a daily basis. It was the first chedek of the Shulchan Aruch, and at the start of the Shulchan Aruch, in the start of the Shulchan Aruch, so the Beis Yosef and the Ramah give us an introduction to the Sefer. The Din Ashkamas Boker says the Shulchan Aruch, Yizgabe Ke'ori Lamed Babeke Labedes Beiroi Shehu Meres HaShacha. The Torah says a little bit more at length. The introduction to the whole Shulchan Aruch says the tool of the Shulchan Aruch is reasons. So Adam has, a person has to be zariz, has to be energetic to do the mitzvahs. Otherwise, says the mitzvahs is wrong. We can never do the mitzvahs. I need the mitzvahs on this one. The Ramah has a different introduction. The Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid uklal gadol b'tera b'malas hatzadikim. The Akdom of the Ramah to the whole Shulchan Aruch is Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid. Hashem is in front of me, in front of my eyes, tomid at all times. That's amayla gadol, klal gadol b'tera b'malas hatzadikim. It's a klal gadol b'tera. The whole Torah we can summarize. Shivisi Hashem negdi tomid ubamayis ha-tzadikim. Tzadikim, we measure the milas. One of the big milas they had is that they mekayim this din of Shivisi Hashem negdi tomid. Here's the goan on the place. The Chaim Finkel, the Zatzal, brought us this goan. Ubamayis ha-tzadikim, says the goan. Kamosh katuv ish tzadik tomim es elokim yisaleich noach. Noach katuv es elokim yisaleich noach. He walked together with Hashem. Therefore he's called tzadik tomim. V'chein ba'avos asher yisalchu adosai lefanav. Ba'avos, there's a different daga. Hachu adosai lefanav. They walked in front of Hashem. It doesn't matter what it means, but it's a higher madrega than Noach. Says the Goan, "Vezeh kol malas atzadikim." The Ramah said, "Ze klal gadol b'tera u'b'malas atzadikim." It's a klal gadol. Maybe there's other klalim. Says the Goan, "Zeh kol malas atzadikim." How do we measure a tzadik? What makes one tzadik bigger than the other? At kama that he's mekayim this din ashevisi Hashem lenegdi tomim. Zichru borachim. Therefore, the start of the year, we have to start on something fundamental. What's something fundamental? Zichru Barachem. Chizu b'tshuva. Come back to tshuva, and Zichru Barachem, that's the fundamental, that's the start of the year. On this, we build our year. The Meti, the Fid, the Ramban, this is one of the mitzvahs, Eser Doraisa. The Pasuk says, Tomim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. We say beforehand that we don't go after Ksamim, we don't ask the future from all sorts of predictors, astrologers. Tomim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. Then she says, Tomim tiye im Hashem Elokecha, al tidrosh atidot. Don't make a big deal of what will be in the future, because Hashem runs the world. You're like a young baby with his mother. The young child doesn't have to know where he's going. The mother looks, if the rabbit's red or green, can you cross the road, can't you cross the road? The child knows one thing, he's holding his mother's hand, he doesn't need more than that. That's Torin Tiyem Hashem Lakecha Rashi. Says the Ramban, Torin Tiyem Hashem Lakecha, says the Ramban, Shiniyached Levavenu Alav Levadoi, our heart should be Tomim whole with Hashem. What's it mean? V'namin she'u levadoi oise kol. He himself does everything. V'u ayodeh amitas kol atid. He knows everything that will happen. V'mimen levadoi nidrosh atidos. We'll only ask Hashem and his Novi what will be in the future. V'lo nidrosh mihovre shamayim. We won't ask the astrologers why. V'lo mizulosom. Other people, the think tanks, the scientists, whatever they say will be. Lo niftash yavo divrei markopanim. Even if they have a reasonable basis for what they say, we don't hold that whatever they say is certain. Why? Aval im nishma davar mehem v'nomar hakol bidei shamayim. When you hear them say something, we have to say hakol bidei shamayim ki hu adekei rekim elyon adekol. Elyon al hakol, hayachol bechol, b'shanei merachim akravim mazalot kirutzenai. Kadosh Baruch Hu can change whatever, can change what they say. He can change the conditions. He can make something new that they didn't think of. Okay? Mimeda, whatever they say is not sure. Kadosh Baruch Hu can always change it. Meifer oyses body mekosim yichodam. He can mevatel. He can cancel out all the cheshbonot. V'namin. What do we have to believe? If we understand it is Be'dei Hashem, so Be'emet, everything is in our hands, really, because everything is Kafi Avodasa. If a person understands it is Be'dei Hashem, his Avoda, his Chuyot can change the whole world. Hakol Lefi Hitkarev Adam Avodasa. The person's got a business. If he gives stalker, says the Chofetz Chaim, so Hashem's a shutev in his business. A business that's got a shit, Hashem's looking after his business. That will work well or won't work well? Obviously it will work well. The person thinks that he can decide. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Even when he makes a mistake will be good. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu is a shutev. Gave stalker. I call kefi, his karef, adon avedosek. Lefikach, v'chulu v'chulu. Our kopanim, the Rambam holds, the zirdas unkel is shlim tehe, but the chalte d'ashem rakechan. Unkel is translates shlim. You should be whole in the fear of Hashem. Says the Rambam, v'zu mitzvahs aseh. The Rambam holds that this is a mitzvahs aseh. This is one of the tarek mitzvahs. The Rambam is chalek. The Rambam puts this in the tarek mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam left out. So we should live with emunah and bitochen that everything comes from Hashem, and the nafkamina for us is that we should understand hakol lefi avodasa. A person gets what he deserves. There's plenty of cheshbonos from Hashem. We don't understand everything why a good person suffers, and we're not talking about that now. But in principle, everything is lefi avodasa. A person wants to improve his life. He wants to be healthy. He wants his kids to grow up straight. He wants a panosa. He's got one eight. So avodas Hashem, says the Ramban. Everything else is just a covering. But the ikar is avodas Hashem. That's a mitzvah asay that we should live our lives with this idea. But we have a goof that makes us forget. Once a year we remember. Rosh Hashanah we remember. And the Rosh of Rosh Hashanah has to take us through the whole year. What does this involve us if we really live like the Ramban would like us to live? Let's hear Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shah Shlishi is talking about Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh. Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh and Bo Malkus Lichora, it's a very low level of mitzvah. It's not one of the important mitzvahs. Says the Rabban Yair, that's a mistake. It's a very important mitzvah that we have in the Lav Shem B'maisa. And he gives us an example. Several examples. One example is, Ba'azos ha'tuyos be'lev, Hishomer pen tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. We've got a love not to forget Hashem Elokecha. V'am yizrichon v'rocha, pen, chol makom sh'nema, Hishomer pen v'al, harei zeh lo taseh. So we've got your two loving. Hishomer lecha u'pen. Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. Two loving d'oraisa to forget Hashem. We have to remember Hashem b'chol et. At every moment throughout the day, we have to remember Hashem. V'chayev ha'odom nishtader liknos l'navshei tomid hanhoges ha'mikyuvos min ha'zchira. And the nafkamina says that Ben Yonah, we have to nishtader, we have to try liknot l'navsho, that he should acquire always and I got the behaviors that the remembering Hashem is mechayavas. Come on, so I bring us examples. The examples of Arishon we have to understand is not just examples. Arishon that understands what it means, describes Hashem, so he's giving us the basis of how a person looks if he remembers Hashem. What are the examples that he gives? Come on, Ayira. The first thing is Ayira. Zechiras Hashem means that Yira, Mistomi is not talking about Yiras or Enesh, talking about Yiras Aroinimus. A person that lives with Hashem understands that he's standing in front of a Melech. His actions have to be appropriate to the place where he is. Yiras Aroinimus demands a person to be Mechubad. Certain things that person wouldn't do when he's standing in front of an important person. Okay? So we have the Yira, we behave in an honorable way. The way we speak, the way we behave, it has to be appropriate to standing in front of a king. This is what we get from Yira. Afterwards, Kamu HaYira, that's news. The second thing that Zechiras Hashem brings us is to sneers. What does it mean, sneers? Sneers, today it's been a little bit belittled. Sneers means the way you dress, whatever. That's not what the Rabban Yonah is talking about. Sneers is a basic need that a person has. The Navi says, "Mash in Doresh Mimcha Kiim." Kodesh Baruch Hu asks you three things: just assess mishpat, to do mishpat, to do the right thing, the din. Avas Chesed. Chesed, we have to love to do chesed. And the third thing, Hatzniyah leches im Hashem alakecha. To walk with Hashem b'tzniyahs. We see that this is one of the basic middas, three basic middas that a person has. Hatzniyah leches im Hashem alakecha. Tzniyahs means, if a person knows he's standing in front of Hashem, what's important to him? What will be important to him is, how am I looking in the eyes of Hashem? What's Hashem thinking of me at this moment? What's Hashem thinking of what I'm doing at this moment? A person has an neshama, he has a guf. A person in front of Hashem, what's important to him is the avodas Hashem. The other things are less important to him. These things he wants to de-emphasize. That's sneers. A tzanua person is a person who's occupies himself with avodas Hashem, keeping close to Hashem. Other things are less important, they de-emphasize. That's called Adam Tzanua. He's not interested in showing off, in getting honor from other people. He's interested in doing what he has to do, and that's all. So he lives a quiet life, a simple life, that's called tzniyas. Because a person is not a camera. He thinks of what's important to him. What's not important to him, he doesn't think about. So a person that's got Yira Mimele have Gam Tzniyas. Third thing is Kishut HaMachshavos. Person has to think good thoughts. This is a difficult thing for us to do, think good thoughts. But if a person has yira and sneers, a person has yira and sneers, what's important to him about other people? Told us Reb Chaim Friedlander, there's a din of lemed ladun chaver lekaf stus, to judge a person favorably, other people favorably. How? Why? Haray, we see they did something wrong. How can we judge him favorably? So Reb Chaim Friedlander, we have to know what concerns us. If what concerns us is our avodas Hashem, what do we need from the other person? His avodas don't affect me, even if he did something to me. Not he did it to me, Kodesh Baruch Hu did it to me. Just he found the person that was matim to mekayim the Kodesh Baruch Hu's gezeira. What do I need from other people to learn? What can he teach me to avodas Hashem? I want to see his good midos. I want to see what's good by him. From that I can learn. So a person has yira and sneers, mimeila has kishut hamashavos. He thinks good thoughts. Bad thoughts don't enter his head. Kumuvan, we're talking about Rishonim. For us, a small step in the direction, that's all we need. But at least let's see where we're going. Yira, sneers, kishut hamashavos. Tachsis amidus. Tachsis amidus. A person that has all these yira, sneers, kishut hamashavos, what do we want from another person? To do, I need to do him good. If a person of Avas Chesed, person does him bad, you don't need to make war and everything. We can also be Mevata, we can, how do you say it in English? You can forego the things that other people did to you. But if you can do Chesed, you run and do it. Tzachzis Amidus, because you're looking to do your Avodas Hashem, what's good for what you can get. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the end, Kizera Akedesh Yasigu Kol Hana Nava Umatira Mipitira Bale Ben Tzchiras Hashem Yisparach. From Tzchiras Hashem, you can get all the minus and all the midas tovas. That's why the Gaon says that Tzchiras Hashem is Kol Maras Atzadikim. Whatever they have, all the other minus comes out from this. There's a diuk in the Rabbeinu Yonah, Kizera Zera Hakedesh. Holy children. Children of holy people. We're the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Therefore, we can get every midah tovah from Tzchiras Hashem. Why? Because we were yoresh midah tovah from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Every Jew has in him midah tovah. Just we can forget these midah tovah. We can run after the goof instead of the neshama. Where's the midah in the neshama? Morris says, the Klal Yisrael, Baishanim Rachmanim Goyim Lechasodim, Gimel Simonim Do'am Zu, Baishanim Rachmanim Goyim Lechasodim. We Baishanim because of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu gave us Midas Abusha. We Rachmanim because of Yankov Avinu. He gave us Midas Rachmanus. Goyim Lechasodim gave us Avram Avinu, and every Jew has these in his neshama. Tshuva is a din, lachzor b'tshuva. What does it mean to return? To whom to return? We said, zichru barachem, return to Hashem. Also return to whom? To your own neshama, to yourselves, your true selves. Zera kodesh. Everyone is zera kodesh. Every Yehudi is zera kodesh. He's got kedusha inside. Avodas don't affect the ikar neshama of a Jew. It's still there, just it's hidden, it's covered. Rosh Hashanah, zichru barachem, zichru who you are. Return to your own neshama. Zera kodesh, because we are zera kodesh, therefore we can masig, we can achieve every anagat nava, every good behavior from us, zichru barachem. This is the din of Rosh Hashanah. I'll just say in two words, the Rambam is chorek on the Rambam. He doesn't hold the mitzvahs esei doraisa. He doesn't write in the mitzvahs. It could be that the Rambam learns, the Rambam learns at the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim says, explains the pasuk differently. The Or HaChaim says, Torah mitzvahim Hashem lekecha, perush, lefish yitziva olav basumuch, as amat tomim perush, klum tam ko dvorim hu ledas atidois. There's no reason for you to look after atidois. Why? Im tie im Hashem, tomim tie. If you will be with Hashem, you will be whole. Lo yachsal lecha davar. If you will be in Hashem, you'll be tummy, you'll be whole. You wouldn't lack anything. Beschus habitochen, everything you need, you will get. Ve'ein ma shagid hamazal alecha. No mazal can affect you, because you're with Hashem. Then mazal alecha titkayem ra. If there's a mazal ra on you, it won't be mitkayem. Why? Because you're above the mazalot. You're with Hashem. Therefore Hashem will give you whatever you need. That says the Or HaChaim. The Ma'aser, it says, this Rabbi Yoshnovitz told me, it's in Shmona Esrei every day, we say, Al Atzadikim, Al Chassidim, Duchulu, that Anshe Knesset Gdola called Tzadikim Chassidim, that Tzadikim Chassidim, but we don't understand how great they are. On that we ask, Yemu Rachamech Hashem, all the Chassidim, all the Tzadikim, all we can ask for that Hashem would give them Rachamim. They don't deserve anything more than Rachamim. In the end of the bracha we say, V'sein Sachar Toiv, L'chol HaBoitchim B'Shim Chol B'Emes. The person that's Boitchim B'Shim B'Emes, that we ask for Sachar. There's Magiel HaSachar. As Tomim Tiyah Im Hashem Lekecha. If you will be with Hashem Lekecha, then you'll be Tomim Lo Yechsa Dovo. The Chofetz Chaim, in contrast to the Futsal Yisrael, we running out of time, so I won't read it all to you. The Chofetz Chaim says, Bekitzur, on the derech of the Or HaChaim, the Chofetz Chaim says, there are three Hanagot Hashem in this world. One is called Hanagat HaTeva. The Rosh Bo does everything, Lefi HaTeva. If you deserve Lefi HaTeva, the Teva will give you, if not, not. That's Hanagah. The lowest Hanagah is Hanagah of the Goyim. They live in Italy, they've got a very nice place to live. Doesn't matter whether they do mitzvahs or various, because it gives them a Teva. There's another Hanagah called Hanagat HaNes. That we had when we came out of Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Issa Makas, kept us in the Midbar, gave us Matan Torah, Hakol B'Derech Nes, that's Hanagat HaNes. That Hanagah, we can only be after Dor Deah, can only be Yechid Ador. Tzadikim Gedolim can live B'Nes. We can't. Aber says the Chofetz Chaim, there's Hanagat Hashem in the middle. He calls it Hanagat HaBracha. Brocha isn't a nice nigle, but it's not teva either. It's a nice nista, it's hashkocha protis. And that is the Chofetz Chaim. Every Jew can be zoiche to this. How? Because the Torah says in several places, tziviti b'chosi, promise us a brocha. One is for kiyum Torah mitzvahs, we get a brocha. One is for tzedaka, but tzedaka, there's a special posuk, we get a brocha. Says the Goan, the person that gives Maisa, he won't be Nizog. Rambam says that, Goan says as well, Maisa won't be Nizog. Says the Goan, if he gives Choymer, shall be Mitashe. Lama, if he gives Tzok, he gets a Brocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises that Tzibi Tzibichos. He says the Chofetz Chaim, there's a third thing that can give us a Brocha, and that's Bitachon. He goes through the Psukim, we won't go through all of it. One Posuk that we say the Shabbos. I can't find it quickly. I don't want to keep you. One pasuk it says that Hashem will give a brocha liyreshmo liyreav lamnachim lechazdoi. Liyreav lamnachim lechazdoi. You give it to his liyreav, to those that fear Hashem, lamnachim lechazdoi, to those that are hoping for Hashem's chesed, for Hashem's kindness. Says the Chofetz Chaim, doesn't say the Yerav Hamiyachim Lechazdoi. To his, the ones on the film that they wait for his kindness. La Yerav Lamiyachim Lechazdoi. To his Yerav and to other people, the Amnachim Lechazdoi, Mashmoy, they're not Yerav. Because of Beschus HaBitochon, they will get a brocha. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I'm sorry, I don't want to keep you, so I'm saying the kitzur. The Chofetz Chaim, Danecha, you should know that Midas Bitochen is only not only for Tzadikim Gdolim. Even a person that's not a Tzadik, he can Zoche the Midas Abrocha Ayadei Bitochen. He says in brackets, this is like the Goa, not like Chavis and Lavavis. The Chofetz Chaim, Chaimin of Gershonavis, is Posek Acheron, Posek Ador. And this is also a Psak of the Chofetz Chaim. that even pasuk like the Goan Neged Achoris of others, that even a person who's a Roshi B'Tel Hashem will get mitzvah brocha. He brings the psukim, he brings rayas to this din. So mimeila we have here on Rosh Hashanah an inyan zichru lebeire. First of all, it's a mitzvah tshuva. Second of all, it's a mitzvah d'orais lefi the Ramban. Third of all, this is the yesod of bracha for the whole year. At kamer at bizoche to bizoche abeire. Mimeila, this is the yesod of the bracha for the whole year. Elul ani ledodi v'dodi libi aset ishmael. Liot ani ledodi. If we try and mitchazek in limud haTorah, which will bring us to be tochen, as mimeila dodi li Hashem will give us aset ishmael and bizoche to a good Rosh Hashanah and a good year, and in Metz Hashem many good years. Amen.